Chairman Van Roy and committee members, thank you for hearing our bill today. Assembly Bill 63 basically would just change state law to allow the retail sale of beer, wine, and liquor in their original packages for consumption off the premises from 8 a.m. to 6 a.m. The question is, why change the time from 8 a.m. to 6 a.m.? Well, most grocery stores are open before 8 a.m. What does this mean? Imagine yourself if you're an office worker, of course, over the age of 21. You get off work at 5 o'clock. You're on your way home. You stop by the grocery store to do your weekly shopping. You stop by, you pick up your fresh fruits, your fresh vegetables, maybe the deli, some canned items, the dairy, and then you pick up a bottle of wine to make dinner tonight. No problem. You're in, you're out, you're on your way home, no frustration. But now imagine you're a third shift worker. Say you're a nurse, and you're on your way home from work, and you have your grocery shopping list with you. It's 6:30, 7 o'clock. You purchase the same items, the deli items, the fresh fruits, the vegetables, the canned goods, the dairy items, and you pick up that same bottle of red wine. Now there's a problem, because we don't allow alcohol sales in grocery stores before 8. So what usually happens is the person is told, we can't sell you that bottle of wine before 8. They usually either put the wine back. Sometimes people actually leave all their groceries at the cashier and just walk out. Either way, it causes frustration. It's an inconvenience. This worker on the way home now has to plan a time to actually go and purchase their red wine separately. Currently, Class B licenses, those are your taverns, your restaurants, are authorized by state law to start selling alcohol at 6 a.m. That's why on St. Patrick's Day, you see bars are open at 6 a.m. This means if somebody's working the third shift, they can stop at a bar and consume alcohol by the glass, by the bottle, in the tavern, and then get in their car and drive home. This bill doesn't change anything with the Class B license. It changes it with the Class A license, which means they're buying a packaged beverage. They're not drinking it on premises. They're taking it home to be consumed later. Why did Wisconsin choose 8 a.m.? Why not 9 a.m.? Why not 10? There are states that don't allow alcohol sales before noon. So why did we pick this arbitrary time, this magic hour of 8 a.m.? I just didn't think it made sense. So this is, to me, this was about supporting the local retailer. I've seen it when I've gotten off a third shift work and I've been in a grocery store in my district. And I see the person that comes in and they're picking up maybe some tailgate supplies on their way to a ball game. They pick up chips, they pick up some deli items, and they pick up some beer, and they go up to the counter to purchase it, and they're told, well, you can't buy the beer because it's not 8 o'clock. Usually they leave the ice and the food right there on the counter and walk out. This takes time for the grocer to put the food back and restock the shelves. To me, time is money, and when you run a business, you realize that when you have to do things like that, that's costing you profits and the money. But more importantly, it's not stopping the person from buying the beer. What happens is when they get up to Milwaukee or up north to their cabin, they'll stop there to make that purchase. Are they worried about finding the locally owned small grocer, that locally owned business? Maybe, maybe not. Most of the time, they'll just find the convenient super Walmart and go in there and purchase their alcohol for that event there. So this is really depriving the local business from making a sale. I've heard the argument that people say, well, you just need to plan it better. Buy the alcohol the day before. But sometimes we get busy in our lives that we forget to do that day. So then the next thing you know, it's the next morning, you're about ready to head out to a picnic or to an event, and now you can't buy your purchases of alcohol because you haven't reached that magic hour of 8 o'clock. Do I have concern about drinking and driving and abuse of alcohol? Yes, I do. And these problems shouldn't be taken lightly. But these problems won't be aggravated because we allow somebody to purchase a packaged beverage for off-premises from 8 to 6. I'm more concerned about the person who goes to the bar after work, whether it's after the third shift at 6 a.m. in the morning or after the first shift at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, that sits there and drinks one beverage after another, more than I'm concerned about the wife who's buying groceries and the bottle of wine. Do people who buy alcohol commit crimes? Yes, we just heard about the Mifflin Street block party and what happened there. But was this, did alcohol contribute to it? Maybe. But we know one thing, the alcohol wasn't purchased before 8 a.m. It was either purchased the same day or they planned ahead and made their purchase the day before. Right now there's 29 states in the United States that have retail sale hours that coincide with the opening hours of grocery stores. We have, out of those 29 states, three of those states allow retail sales 24 hours a day. Some seem to think by changing the law will promote or encourage alcohol use. I don't know, I live in Whitewater, it's a college town. I don't see too many college students that set their alarm clock for 5:30 in the morning so they can get to the Piggly Wiggly by 6 o'clock. I've heard some people ask me about my priorities. Why did this bill when we have more pressing issues, issues like the budget, issue of jobs and the economy, concealed carry of voter reform, and many other issues. But this is about the economy. It might not be $1 billion here or $1 million impact, but it's about using common sense to allow retailers and consumers to have the convenience of purchasing a legal product while the store is open. This bill hasn't stopped us from working on the economy. It's not going to stop us from working on other bills that we'll see come to the floor this month, because we're able to work on many different things as a legislature. This is simply a common sense bill, and I look forward to it because I believe it will receive bipartisan support. And I ask that you listen to the common sense request of store owners and customers to change this current arbitrary time, and that you send this bill to the floor for debate and a vote. Thank you for your time.